Lost and Found by Raquel Wood. Lost in an unfamiliar section of town, my call home didn't seem to be answered, so I made another call, prayer. Every Saturday, it's my responsibility to serve as one of the vending routes my dad owns in the Phoenix, Arizona area. I drove on the sparsely populated freeway, listened to the 70s music, and enjoy the rare time alone. I love the long distances between the various locations of family entertainment centers and pizza restaurants. My first time making the rounds, however, proved to be more than just a way to earn some extra money and enjoy my time alone. I had serviced all the booths without incident and felt pretty confident about my skills as a driver and my knowledge of the extensive freeway system in the valley. However, as I drove toward home, I soon found myself in an unfamiliar territory and had no idea where I was. Frustrated more than worried, I picked up my dad's cellular phone, swallowed my pride, and dialed home. No answer. Getting a little anxious and noticing that I had wandered into a rougher part of town, I locked my doors and dialed again. No answer. I had no idea how to get home, and looking at my directions gave little help. I knew I needed my Heavenly Father and paused to pray. I thanked Him for the opportunity to earn extra money and humbly asked for His assistance to end my predicament. I closed my prayer and paused for a moment to listen. About a minute later, the phone sounded, its computerized ring. "Hello," I answered. My dad's voice crackled through. "Raquel, how are things going? I'm out with your mom and I felt I needed to call." Gratefully, I explained my situation and he told me where I was and what I needed to do to get home. We disconnected and I said a simple prayer of thanks, with unbidden tears streaming down my cheeks. Most likely, I would have found my way home eventually. I doubt that even my situation was very dangerous, but the experience gave me first-hand knowledge that my Heavenly Father listened to my prayers. Now, when serious decisions are thrown my way, or when heartfelt questions must be asked, I know He's near, giving me faith and confidence. Whether I'm lost in an unfamiliar section of town, or lost in an unfamiliar section of life, I know without a doubt He cares and He listens. End of the story, Lost and Found by Raquel Wood.